K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Joe.
Joe, what's going on?
Hi, Joe.
Well, I went out with this girl named Reba. We met at the Dayton Convention Center, and it was kind of weird. I'm a firefighter, and I got a call for a fire at the at a culinary school, and she's a student there, and we met, and it was just kind of an instant attraction, I guess. You know, we talked for a while and ended up going back to her place because that was closer, and she was going to cook. But, you know, she'd been cooking all day, and I didn't want to make her cook more, so I said we should order takeout instead. But we did, and, you know, it was great. We had a great time and watched a movie and had a little kiss, and I said good night, and we texted each other the rest of the night. And I thought, you know, she'd want to go out again, but after that, just nothing. I haven't heard back from her.
So what was going on with this fire? Was it a bad fire? Was it, what? How big a fire was this?
No, it was just a small one. By the time we got there, it was already put out. Well, we just had to, you know, look around and make sure everything was okay.
Like a chicken on fire or pan fire?
I didn't see what it was that caught on fire.
I think it was Joe that caught on fire.
Right, exactly. You were a little hot.
After you met Reba, he's like, hey.
Okay, well, do you want us to reach out and see what's going on with Reba then?
I would love that.
Okay, Joe, well, hold on a second. We're going to get her phone number. We're going to call her and see what's happening, okay?
Great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Joe, does Reba look like the Reba?
Reba.
Does she have red hair or does she just have that name?
No, that's just the name. She's blonde.
Oh, I bet she was named after Reba, though.
I'm thinking so.
Yeah. Timing's right.
Yeah. All right, Joe, well, hold on a second here. We're going to finish dialing Reba's number. I'm Reba. We'll figure out what's going on here for you, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Reba?
Yeah.
Are you fancy? Are you fancy, Reba?
Oh, Lord.
Not the first time she's heard that one, right?
No, it's not. Who is
hey,
it?
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Reba, we didn't wake you up, did we?
Just a little. I work late night, so I sleep in the morning.
Well, listen to her little accent.
You do have a little accent.
Aw, see, you are a Southern girl.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Reba, where are you actually from then originally?
I'm originally from Southern Tennessee, but I moved up here recently.
Oh.
Well, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully you found us on your Radidio dial.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So are you waking alert?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because we're calling you on behalf of a gentleman that likes you and would like to know you better.
Oh, okay.
Joe?
Oh, God, Joe, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
no.
Firefighter Joe.
Oh, my God, I cannot believe it.
Oh, so this I take it he wasn't one of the sexy firefighters then, huh?
I can't even believe this is being talked about right now. I am eternally pissed off.
That's deep?
Yes. Oh, my God, it was terrible.
Joe said you guys had a pretty decent day from what he understood.
Well, yeah, but that was a complete lie and a complete setup because, I mean, at first it was a good day. I thought it was incredibly sweet. It was nice. But, you know, the next morning I realized how much of an idiot I was and that it was all just a setup.
What happened?
Setup?
Yeah, so I am kind of like a neat freak. And so I feel like this is the only reason why I would have noticed this, but or as quick as I did. But I originally was going to cook for him and everything, but then he was like being a gentleman and like, no, we'll just get paid out, right? Well, instead of him going picking it up, he, you know, had me go pick it up, and I was like, okay, not a big deal. You know, I know the area better. It's by my house. So I did that, came back, ate and everything. But the next morning, I was getting ready for work, and I noticed that I had, not only was my underwear drawer gone through, but also I had $500 in the money clip missing.
So you left him at your house while you were gone?
Yeah, that's how I realized I was so stupid. He just kept asking me to go get the Chinese food. I guess he was like really partial on me go getting it. You know, he didn't really know the area that well, and at least where I lived, and it was just kind of weird. But I just thought he was hungry. I wasn't thinking at the time.
He went through your underwear?
That's a little creepy.
He went through your underwear drawer.
Yes, it's disgusting.
Was it all there?
Who does? I'm sorry.
Was all your underwear
he
there?
He took her money.
Oh, I'm worried about the panties.
I don't care about them. I don't care. care about the underwear part. I mean, yeah, it's weird, but he stole $500 from me. And the money clip was my father's before he passed away.
Oh,
so sentimental.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, technically, anything $500 or more is a felony. I could have him arrested.
Are you sure it was him?
Yes, well, I was thinking. Are you absolutely positive you didn't lose it somewhere else?
No.
Now, hold on. What makes you think it was me?
Oh, my God. Have you been on the line the whole time?
Yeah, that's how it works, Reba.
Yeah, that's right. I've been on the line the whole time. Now, here you are telling people I stole your money?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No, it was you. You're the only person who's been at my house. I don't get out that much, if you haven't noticed. All I do is work. And apparently attract weirdos and thieves into my home. You're the only person that's been at my house, so clearly, yes, it had to have been you. I mean, I was saving.
Oh, no. I mean, by the looks of all them tattoos you got, I'd say you got a lot of people in and out of your house.
What?
Don't go blaming
wow.
me if somebody took your money.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's rich, yeah. A tattoo of my dead father's name and an angel next to my mother. Like, okay, yeah, that's real trashy. Thanks a lot. You clearly don't know anything
sure,
about
yeah.
me.
No, did you go through her clothes?
Did you go through the panties drawer?
Don't say panties. That's such a gross word.
That's the important thing here, all right?
What's the important thing?
I did not take her money.
Oh, so you're saying you didn't take my money, but you did go through my stuff.
Look,
yeah, I'm pretty
yourself,
sure that
wasn't no big deal. I was trying to find a drinking glass, okay? You didn't
Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous.
Oh, I looked around.
Why
the house.
Would there
I
be a drinking glass in someone's panty drawer?
Yeah, that's
in my bedroom in a separate part of the house that you hadn't even
but
seen
I
it. You had to search for
house.
My bedroom.
I didn't know what was in the drawer till I opened it. I saw it was panties. I thought, oh, okay, that's not there.
What was the money for, Reba?
I was saving that for a vacation for myself, and now I have to start all over.
Because Joe, you went through her underwear.
All right, look, I done effed up. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely confession right there.
Look, I think I don't know, it's like an adventure to look at people's stuff. But I did not take any money. I'm not a thief.
You're just
like, creepy.
You're like creeping around
a little
yeah, bit.
Yeah, creepy. That's, yeah, creepy.
All right, I done effed up.
He effed up, Reba. Looks like he did take your money, right?
But no, I did not take her money. I may have looked through her drawers, but I did not take her money. I didn't see any money in there. Maybe it was already gone by then. Look, I don't take steel-plated money clips from anybody.
Oh, well, hold on.
How did you know it was steel-plated?
Exactly.
Was it steel-plated?
Yes.
It was
carved as well, yeah, engraved.
She just said that. She just said it was a money clip.
She didn't say it was steel-plated.
I done effed up, all right? I did.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
I don't think we should even waste Reba's time on this one.
Well, if you're willing to give that $500 back in any panties that you stole, maybe we could set something up.
Hell no.
Look, I did not steal it, but if she's that convinced, I will give her $500 to show that I did not.
I might take him up on that
really,
there.
That doesn't really prove much. I mean, it could have been originally my $500, and now he's just trying to sound like a sweet guy.
If you accidentally dropped that steel-plated her dad's money clip back in the mailbox, that'd be okay, too.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
And any drawers that you took.
I don't want to be on the radio.
Wait a minute. You called us,
Joe,
right?
Joe, you rang us up.
Yeah. Guess what, Joe? You done effed up again.
Reba, good luck getting that money back.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to need it.
Because I think he's gone. He hung up.
Yeah. Oh, I know where he works.
Good luck, girl.
Thank you, guys.